Now to Mexico. Candidates in that country's upcoming presidential race have voiced concerns about the activities of the data mining firm Cambridge Analytica. Politicians there are vehemently denying any contact with the disgraced company. As NPR's Kerry Kahn reports from Mexico City, that is despite evidence Cambridge Analytica set up shop in the country and partnered with a local data mining app.
It didn't take long after a secret tape emerged of Cambridge Analytica executives bragging about influencing elections in Mexico for all the major presidential candidates to declare their camps hadn't hired or received data from the company.
Esto que es ahora un escándalo mundial, lo di a conocer.
Presidential candidate and current frontrunner Andrés Manuel López Obrador told reporters yesterday that he had warned Mexicans about Cambridge Analytica working here months ago. Now that it's a worldwide scandal, he says, people are finally paying attention. Last October, an executive with Cambridge Analytica placed an ad on Facebook recruiting workers to head up political campaigns around the country, according to BuzzFeed. That same executive was also pictured at a cultural event sponsored by a top senator of the opposition PAN party.
No hemos tenido ninguna contratación con esa empresa.
The PAN's candidate, Ricardo Anaya, told reporters that his party or campaign has had no contracts with the big data firm.
Y me parece que debe haber una actuación enérgica de los distintos gobiernos en el mundo.
And I believe there needs to be an energetic action taken on the part of governments around the world to protect people's privacy from these types of companies, he added. The head of Mexico's Electoral Institute, known in Spanish as INE, says the regulating agency has no knowledge of Cambridge Analytica operations in the country. That's despite Cambridge Analytica's Mexico office hailing last year's partnership with the phone app known as Piggy. The app, with nearly a million Mexican subscribers, gives free airtime to users in exchange for taking surveys and watching ads. At the time of the partnership, Cambridge Analytica told Bloomberg it was going to use Piggy data to help out a candidate in Mexico. Piggy co-founder Isaac Phillips says Cambridge Analytica did invest in the app and had talked about developing special programs.
But that never progressed. It never happened. And since these allegations came out over the weekend, we've taken steps to formally end that relationship so that they will no longer be a provider.
The app did provide data to Cambridge Analytica from two presidential polls it ran, but Phillips says no personal data from the app is ever shared. Cambridge Analytica did not respond to multiple requests for comment about this story. While no evidence has surfaced of Cambridge Analytica's meddling in Mexican elections, the allegations have been front-page news. Political scientist and historian Javier Buenrostro says the public is skeptical, especially since punishment for breaking electoral laws is weak here.
It's a fine of $10,000, but for a marketing or for a brand or for a politician who is going to lose or win the election, $10,000 is worth it.
Annie says it's common for politicians to hide illegal activity by using subcontractors and a web of fake companies. The ruling party's presidential hopeful, Jose Antonio Meade, was asked just yesterday whether he was using the practice in his campaign.
No, acá no somos pulpos y por lo tanto no tenemos ni tentáculos. Las ligas.
No, here we are not octopuses nor have tentacles in those practices, said Meade. He's currently trailing in third place. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.